will try to fill his shoes. Those are big shoes to fill. I can't do it. Well, good. We'll try to get started here. Good to have you this morning. Somebody says, where's Rick? He's on vacation. That's right. He's on the coast. I don't know if it's the Oregon coast or the Washington coast. But it's wet. Yeah. So it's been raining over there, and it's a lot of friends coming through. So he'll have a good time, him and his wife. It's always good to get away. So he's there with her. Then they're going up the coast, and then they're going to go up the Olympic Peninsula and see what's there. How many of you have ever been to the Olympic Peninsula? It's beautiful. My wife and I one time drove from San Diego all the way to the coast, all the way up to the Olympic Peninsula. California is beautiful on the coast. Oregon. Yeah, that was a good trip. So he won't be back next week. I hope you come back. But he told me if I'd take it 2 weeks, I said I'll do it. But make sure you come back the third week. Good. It's good to be with you. I'm just a nobody who wants to tell everybody about the world's greatest somebody whose blood can cleanse anybody. So we'll have a good time here this morning. I have a video for you that was given to me by a missionary before he left. Dan Grings. I'm going to remember the Grings family. In Africa, I remember his grandpa was there in the early 1900s, and then he was raised there. He's going to be here. It's a great video. You'll see the work, and we give to them big time. His picture's on the back out there. You'll see it in the corner. We'll talk about him a little more later. And before we start, we'll pray. Any prayer requests before we start? Kim's daughter-in-law, any word on her? Kim and Dorothy Baker are down there in Portland, and I think they've taken her off of support, and they're just waiting for her to pass. And her son has just been a real trying time for him and for the whole family, but Mike Hill offered to take Dorothy Baker down to Portland, and he did, and he got to pray with over her, and he said it was really, that was good. So pray for them. Pray for Kim and Dorothy. They're down there. Other prayer requests you can think of? Somebody in your family? Yes, Wheezy. Louise. Del Marie. Dale and okay, Dale, good. Del Marie, yes, beautiful granddaughter. She has a brother, wonderful kids. We had them in Master Club, and really exemplary, and just really well behaved. And good. We'll pray for Dale. Anybody else have a prayer request? Unspoken request? Yes?
Pete's aunt just passed away in the last 2 weeks. We went to her funeral on Friday, and it's not so much for her, but there's a number of them in his family, which is quite large, out in the Benton City area in particular, that are unsaved, too.
Okay. Good. Was that service?
It was.
Benton City?
Well, it was at Enon's, but Benton City.
Oh, good.
Where the funeral did. Yeah.
Good.
His aunt and uncle that lived out there. She was 92, so it's not.
Wow.
It wasn't unexpected, but there's just his huge family is a huge mission field for us because the majority of them, especially that particular side, are lost.
Wow. Good. Prayer changes things, doesn't it? Good, good. Don't bother me. Don't preach at me.
Yeah, don't preach.
Quit preaching. Yeah. I've had that said to me out on the job a few times. Yep. Good. Pete's extended family. Good. Anything else? Any other prayer requests? Somebody that's not well? Yes? So we're praying for Nancy?
Yeah, we've got to hold her up for her because she is so close to just breaking.
Okay. Someone else? Prayer request before we go to prayer here? Okay. Bruce's wife? Sick? Okay. Pray for Nancy. Bruce and Nancy John, old friends of our family from First Baptist Richland. And pray for Nancy. Another Nancy. Okay, we're getting a little older in this class. Things happen, don't they? Yep. We're not old. We're just getting older, right? I wanted to clarify that. Good. Someone else? Prayer request before we pray? Let's look to God in prayer, shall we? Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day that we can gather together, those of like precious faith around the person of the Lord Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us, saw something in us that was worth dying for. Lord, we just thank you for those that have come today, Lord. There's some who could not have come. Some are not well. Think of Bruce's wife, Nancy. And Father, we just pray you'll undertake for her and watch over her and Lord, we know that you know all things. You're the great physician. Just a word from you, just a touch can change everything. And Lord, we just thank you that we can come to you in prayer. And as Peter said, Lord, where shall we go? You have the words of life. So, Father, we pray for her. We pray for the other Nancy, Father, who's just close to breaking, Father. And we just pray that you'll watch over her. And Lord, we know you can intervene there, and we know that prayer changes things. So, Father, we just pray that you'll be with her. And we also think, Father, of Pete's extended family here in Benton City and around this area. We just pray for them, Lord, that the light of the gospel will shine through. Could be something someone says, a word or phrase or a track. Lord, we just know that you can change lives, and we just pray you'll work in that family, Lord, and that oftentimes one will get saved, and then somebody else will get saved, and there'll be a real breakthrough. And so, Father, we pray for his whole family. We thank you for his testimony, and we just pray you'll bless that whole family, Father. And we think also of Wilson's granddaughter, Dale. Father, we just pray, Dale Marie, we pray you'll be with her, Lord. And the situation, Lord, you know what it is, but we just thank you. We can pray to you, and we just pray that you'll be with her and watch over her, Lord. These are wonderful kids. And wonderful grandkids for them. And so, Lord, we just pray you'll be with her mom and dad, too, and the whole family, Father, that you'll really work a miracle there for them. And, Lord, others, we think of Kim and Dorothy down there in Portland and their daughter-in-law. We just pray that you'll, who's near death, and, Father, we just pray that you'll be with her, that you're working in other hearts and lives, Lord. And oftentimes the thing that's happening is not really the thing that's happening, it's happening in somebody else's life, and you're changing lives. And Lord, we just pray that you'll break down the will of those affected, Father, that they'll receive what you have for them and to know the peace that passes understanding through Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you for all these requests. We thank you for the Sunday school classes going this morning. And Father, we pray you'll bless them. And we thank you, Father, for Rick and Maria. Pray you'll bless them on vacation, Father. And we just pray that you'll Bring them back safely. And we thank you, Father, that the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. And so, Father, we pray you bless this, our time together this morning, and that you'll speak to our hearts. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Got a video this morning. Herbert Grings. Remember the Grings family? And I have a book here, and you're welcome to it when we're done. I'll mention it again later. They were missionaries that came to our church. I'd never heard of them before. I grew up in church, First Baptist Richland, knew Bob when his hair wasn't white, and Berta when she was just right there in high school, maybe even. And been old friends of the family and others here, Bruce and Nancy, and we just thank you for them, and we just pray that the Grings family, Dan Grings, his grandfather, was born in 1892, and God saved him in 1902. He's 10 years old, and he said that he would surrender to God, and he would go wherever God led him. And he led him to, remember the Belgian Congo? Remember that name? If you're younger, you might not remember that unless you're well-read. And Herbert Grings went there in 1917. It was the world's only colony claimed by one man, King Leopold. And my son John used to, he had a nickname for all the kids, his brothers and sisters, the family, and he called him King Leopold, called him Leopold. David would say, "Quit calling me Leopold." And I don't know how he got that name, but he's extremely well-read. And, of course, he read that somewhere, and he tried to pin that on David. It pops up in our home video sometime, and it's pretty funny. But Leopold, King Leopold, Belgium is 60% French, 60% Dutch and 40% French. So Leopold had that whole area, one man owned it. He never set foot in it, never went there, but he owned it, and he renamed it the Congo Free State. What a misnomer. It was anything but free. It had a population of 21 million, and when he was done and out of there, the population in 1909 had dropped to 8 million. They killed 10 to 15 million of those African natives. Why did they do that? Because at the end of the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, there was a great discovery and a great demand for one thing. Does anybody know what it was? What was it? Nope. Started in Brazil, and Sir Wickham smuggled 70,000 rubber tree plant seeds out of the country. They were protected, and it was highly illegal, but he got them out of there, and they started in Malaysia, and they started in India, and they started planting these rubber trees in tremendously in demand rubber, I mean, for tires, for telephone lines. They use rubber in many different applications. And as King Leopold made millions and millions of dollars off the back of these poor natives, they would cut off their hands if their rubber quota wasn't made. And it was terrible. And so Herbert Grings was there in 1917. He went back as far as he could go, back into the hills, and took the gospel. Many of these tribes had never seen a white person, and it is fascinating. And I would have never known that unless Dan Grings would have come to our church and presented the field about this Grings family and who they were and what they did, and it was really something. And then I started reading this book, the autobiography of Herbert Grings. You'll see his picture up here. There's going to be four people. He's on the far right. Then his son Robert is in, going to the left. And then his grandson Dan Grings was in our church here. He'll be the third from the right. And the last one is Timothy. You'll see him in this video. He sent me a video. They had some things they needed. And God, I thought, you know what? We need to give to that. So we gave to that big time. And so you'll see him on the video and some of the things that they want to do, and it's pretty exciting. And I hope God speaks to your heart, because it takes money. Excuse me. Did you ever hear George Bush Sr.? Watch him. He cries about every time he talks. As you get older, I guess you get a little more sentimental. But, you'll see his son Timothy here. And that's who he's training. You'll see it in the video we're going to play in just a minute. It's a 20-minute video. And he sent it to me. And he said, Steve, maybe you can use this in Sunday school and church. So you're going to be seeing it for the first time. The church hasn't seen it yet. Now, if they show it again, I want you to act surprised and, you know, and ooh and on and everything. And but it's a tremendous ministry. And he has a prayer letter, too. And you can go online and see Dan Gring, G-R-I-N-G-S. And it's quite a thing how he's gone there. And he's in Leopoldville. Boy, I'll tell you what, Leopoldville was a capital city. It's about been changed in 1966 to Kinshasa. And that's where he's located. He has a church there. But he goes back, and you'll see an old man at the very end. And this man was saved under his dad's ministry. And you'll see him at the very end of the video. And it's just a tremendous ministry they had there. And all of his kids, you'll see his extended family now. He had six kids. You'll see all some of the grandkids. And it's really exciting. But he went back, Herbert Grings, went back as far as he could go and met these tribes. And he had to learn their language. And he wasn't that old. And he learned these four different languages plus French. And his wife died on the field and buried her. And he had to raise his five kids by himself. So we're going to play that, and you'll see this. I'll say a few more words later. Notice some observations. Notice some things that you see in the video that stick out in your mind, and we'll ask what you saw on this a little later. But if we could play that now, Bert. This is tremendous, tremendous ministry, and you're going to see what Dan says all about it.
Hello, friends. This is Dan Grings, missionary to the Democratic Republic of Congo. And I am up at Black Hills Baptist Camp. We've just enjoyed 2 weeks up here, the last week of senior high. My family is actually down in Denver, so my wonderful wife, Christine, and our son, Timothy, who is 17, and Anna, who is 11, are back in Denver. We've been basing out of for the past year. We're about ready to go back to Congo, but this is one of the last Bible camps. We've been in many churches. But there's many of you that we have not been able to see or to report back to. So we're just trying to make a small DVD to send to you that you can share with your friends or your churches, Sunday school, and let them know what is going on in the Congo. But we just want to thank you for your faithfulness to God's work here in Congo and to missions, and specifically to God's work in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So many of you know that I pastor a local church in Congo. I also represent our churches there. And I have a burden for all the churches around Congo to encourage them, to have seminars, to reach villages that are remote, that do not have the gospel. And God has been using the MP3 ministry, a way to get God's word into remote villages where they can hear God's word. We can download the songbook, messages, discipleship lessons that are such a blessing. So we're going to be showing you a few pictures of the ministry in schools, in the local church, and in the villages and church planting. We'll be showing you a few clips that you'll see following up here. Thank you so much.
I was lost on the mountains of sin and despair, till Jesus in love sought and rescued me there. He saved me from wandering, he gave me release, and led me to pathways of blessing and peace. And shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I, not I. And shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I. My days swiftly passing have brought from above so many bright tokens of mercy and love. More grace he has given and burdens removed. Yes, over and over his goodness I've proved. How well I remember in sorrow's dark night, The lamp of God's word shed its beautiful light, and sweet was the voice of the Comforter then, awaking new praises again and again. And shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I, not I. And shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I.
Before me the towers of God's city arise. Each day I am nearing my home in the skies. My Savior a mansion of joy will prepare.
I turn back into the world. No, no, not I, not I. And shall I turn back into the world? No, no, not I. Mungu mbeba mingi bazali kosepela kona kolia, kona komela, wa msuspe kona kola.
Kwa Yesu, kwa labas kwa Yesu, kwa mwene mila. I leave my will at Calvary, taking on a nature humbled by your scars. For I know it's only through your love that who I am is hidden by your grace. Let my desires be overshadowed as I recall the purpose of that place.
Amen. Pastor Nieto.
Pastor, confirmez encore. Local église locale, local association, et que solo un palioio a conquisito.
A comi reverra Pastor.
There's no one left to share all those lonely days and nights
when things just won't turn out right. And you want someone to care and someone to just be there. You need someone. I give you Jesus. He's the peace that passes all understanding. I give you Jesus. He's the perfect love that casteth out all fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus. If there are times that you have tried with all the strength you have inside, and it seems that you have failed, remember on the cross he nailed all the bitterness and grief to give you peace and sweet relief. For he is that someone that you need, so I give you Jesus.
In sin I wandered, talents I squandered, I did not heed
my brother,
him whom I need. Then Jesus found me, from sin unbound me. Now I'm telling the world about his love,
his wondrous love. I love to sing about our King,
wonderful King,
and make his praises gladly ring. He gave his life on Calvary's tree, that we from sin might be made free.
I'm happy to say, I'm on the right way. That leads from me to where to stay.
It is joy to know this friend above.
Oh! friend above.
Les pays du sol vous souhaitent la bienvenue. Applaudissez.
Sompe totoni bino na ndenge boyambi biso akati na mboka na bino merci mingi na ndenge boyambi biso me bit na biso na munene toyi kona profesa bino bino kona nzambe.
I'm happy to say, I'm on the right way,
on the way
that leads from
night from dark time
to brightest day.
Okay. I'm going to marry
him. I'm going to Well, friends, it's a blessing again to be able to share what God is doing in Congo with you. And we just want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to pray for us and for the Lord's work there. And also for your faithfulness in supporting God's work in Congo. Do remember, as we go back, we do have elections that are supposed to take place in 2016, November, and the government's not doing anything towards that right now, but we're just praying that those elections will go peacefully, that they will have them. The people want the elections, but the government really isn't that interested at this point. So just pray that there'll be peace and this won't turn into another civil war. And that as we go back, we'll be able to do what God called us, that I'll be able to continue pastoring the local church and encouraging the churches, about 14 churches around in the Kinshasa area, which is the capital city, and then reaching about 180 some churches throughout Congo. Many of them do not have pastors or trained men, but just encouraging these groups of believers, helping them with building more durable buildings in their locations and trying to get Bibles and songbooks printed, especially songbooks printed and literature and tracts that we can take back. And then these MP3 players, God has supplied at least $1,740 towards Bibles and MP3 players. So we're looking forward to be able to copy God's word onto these SD cards and take these MP3 players back to the churches that don't have them. They're a real resource for the pastors who are up in the bush and don't have hardly any study material or even concordance or commentary to use as they study God's word. Also pray for, I'm praying about taking back three pocket projectors, which can project the Jesus film, which is Jesus' words from the Gospel of Luke, which is such a blessing to share the gospel in remote villages. So I'm planning taking three of those back, along with solar panels, batteries, and amplifiers that can run that, and a big sheet that they can set up in these villages and get these out into different provinces throughout Congo for evangelistic work. So remember us in prayer. When I get back, I hope to be able to minister to our schools in Kinshasa again, 14 schools, and that took us 2 weeks last time, and just share God's word again. We were able last time to see many children come to know the Lord as Savior, and just the need of discipling and seeing those believers be faithful in a local church, that God will give us many strong Christian leaders in the Congo, and especially as I have been the legal representative for years. Now in February, I plan to turn those responsibilities over to national pastors that will be able to do that, so I would be free to do what God has called me to do. But again, just thanks so much for your faithfulness to the Lord's work and supporting His work there in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you.
Did you enjoy that? Fascinating. Takes money, folks. Takes money. There's the need. He's going to see 183 churches back in the bush that his grandfather, that whole area his grandfather went through, and his father. And they've planted churches, and he's going to keep them going, but it takes money. And, you know, if your money's in the stock market, it's stuck at 1,800. It's been there for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And what an investment we can make. If you have any money laying around, boy, I'll tell you what. Thousands of people when that airplane landed. Thousands of people there that need the Lord. Observations. What kind of observations are you making? How about church planting? See them put those sticks in the ground? Some corrugated metal up on top. That's their church back in the bush. Not much. Not like we have. I'll tell you what. They'd love to come here. They'd love to have what we have. But they don't, but they're happy even with that. You notice that? Thousands of people there when that plane landed. How about the joy on the faces of these African natives when they were visited? I'll tell you what. You can see that this pilot and Dan Grings were the only white people. Amazing. And they were singing some of the same songs that we sing. Did you notice that? Take time to be holy. Did you catch that? Yep. You know, we live in a dream world. Excuse me. People can only dream about America. Notice he said they had an election coming in November. That's how recent this video is. Turmoil. Boy, it sounded like America, didn't it? Something new every week. Trying to flip this election. You know what, folks? Democrats, Republicans are not the salvation of America or the Congo. Yep. You know, there's a GATE test. Remember William Bennett? He used to be the Department of Education. He used to be the, he's quite a guy. I enjoyed why. He said, there's a GATE test. If you open all the gates of all the countries in the world, where do you think people would want to come? Yeah. America. Ronald Reagan said the U.S. is a city set on a hill. But you know what? If we're not careful, we become so isolated individually from those around us and from what's going on in the foreign fields that we can pretty much be rendered neutral, reaching the lost. 48% of the population of the Democratic Republic of Congo is under, get this, is under 14 years of age. Awana and Master Club, there is a statistic that is very well known if you work in Master Club or Awana, because we used to keep that in front of our leaders as we're reaching boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ and then training them to serve him. 85% of all people that receive Christ as their Savior do so between the ages of 4 and 14. And half of the country is, 48% of that country is under 14 years of age. We see people don't live long on the other end, do they still? They don't live to be 80 and 90. My mom was 98. Wow. She died a natural death. Didn't have anything wrong with her. Oh, a few aches and pains. I remember she was there in her last few days. I said, Mom, anything I can get for you? I want some coffee. She loved her coffee, and who knows, maybe it kept her alive. I don't know. She loved chocolate. She's part English. Her mother was from Bedford Bed, England. And she liked her coffee, her toast, and her eggs and bacon every morning. And she died there. And we had a great home going. And you know what? My brother, I had it. Here it is. Wrote a letter to us kids. My folks went through the Depression, both of them. And it's kind of rough. My mom had lots of food. They always had ham and things hanging. And they had a truck farm up out of Spokane near Reardon, a little place called Espanola, Washington. And she would hammer these boxes together, and they put tomatoes in them. They'd take them to Spokane, this old rickety truck. And it's quite a deal. And but they didn't have any money. They had food, but they didn't have any money. They lived out on this farm. A lot of people in the rural areas of America didn't do too bad. They just didn't have any money. A nickel was a big deal back then, even a dime. Hard to believe nowadays, isn't it? And anyway, they didn't have anything. My dad, all they had was pinto beans and cornbread. That's what he grew up on because he was from North Carolina. My mom had to learn how to cook for him. And consequently, us kids got to eat pretty good because pinto beans and cornbread are pretty good. You put a ham hock on the bottom with some saute some onions, and pretty good eating, and you can live on that. And that's how my dad grew up. Came to Spokane, Washington when he was 5 years old. Anyway, my mom and dad were, boy, I better not even read that. Anyway, they made some good investments. They accumulated some things. And so as kids inherited that. And my older brother, Don, ran the, he's the executor of the state, so he divvied it out to us kids. Then he wrote a letter. And I'm hoping I would get through this without getting emotional. But I'm going to read this to you. Not all of it, just at the end. Okay? This is what Don said. And it was pretty amazing. As I look at what Mom and Dad were able to accumulate over the years while providing for us kids, it seems pretty amazing. Both of them were incredibly thrifty, parsimonious is a good word, and hardworking, but extremely generous to all of us as well as to many outside our family. Just consider all they were involved in and supported with their own hard work and lots of their money. Building a church. My dad was building superintendent, First Baptist Church of Richland. From the ground up, it was nothing but a piece of dirt. They built a church there. I remember as a little boy, my mom would put things in my wagon. I'd take it up to the church. We lived on Cottonwood there. Amazing for the men so they could eat. He was also instrumental in Liberty Christian School. That was set up by First Baptist Richland. Pastor there had a vision. Others did. And Dale Phillips was the first principal. Kid we grew up with went on to Bible school, came back with a master's degree. Wow, neat. He was our first principal. It was great. My son was in fourth grade kindergarten. Liberty Christian School gave thousands to that. And all the folks they helped, nurtured, and supported, they have fingerprints on a lot of people's lives and set an example in many ways for the next generations. They weren't perfect, but if we can be as faithful as they were, we can make a significant contribution to future generations. To see the entire family and offspring at the memorial service and hear how the grandkids and great-grandkids honored Mom was very inspiring to me. How blessed we all are. Don. But you know what, folks? If you're going to do anything for God, there's going to be opposition. Did you know that? Opposition. Okay. And you know what? I just got a nonverbal cue that our time is up. I want to read a statistic to you before we go. I want this to sink in. 105 people die each minute. $152,000 people die each day. 6,300 people die each hour, and 55 million people die each year. You want to put your money where it can count? Ministry, just like that. People are there. They know the people. They know the villages. They have the equipment. They have the right methods. They have the real word. They're not going to compromise. And the gospel can say, but it takes money to get what it takes to get out to these people and to reach lost people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope you could give to this. If you have some money, you know, goodness, there's people that retired from Battelle have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. And, you know, it's the heart of God. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Came not to be ministered to, but to minister and give himself a ransom for many. There's a song that says, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul to thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this class. And Father, we just thank you for these people. We love them. And Lord, we know that you do. And Father, we just pray that you'll be with the Grings family, Father, back there in the old Belgian Congo, which is now the Democratic Republic of Africa, Father, laboring for you. Help us to go and do likewise, not only locally, those around us, our neighbors, but to give to this and other great endeavors, Father, to get the gospel out. We think of Nathan Rennie when we saw this plane, who wants to do the very same thing that this pilot did is to reach lost people with the gospel. So, Father, bless us now, we pray. Bless the services to follow. And we pray, Father, if there's decisions that need to be made for salvation, regeneration, baptism, whatever, Father, we just pray that you'll speak to hearts and as the message goes forth, and bless the service in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed.